It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
It's Living the Bream with the host of Fox News Sunday, Shannon Bream.
All right, Living the Bream this week, we are welcoming back one of my very favorite guests. Listen, there's never a time in your life that you don't need to hear from this person. He's a pastor, speaker, best-selling author, more than 145 million products out there, 56 languages, distributed in 80 countries worldwide, and he's the best encourager that I know, and he's got a brand new book. Pastor Max Lucado, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much. It's really a treat. It's always great to hear your voice and also to see you on Fox. And thank you very much for letting me be a part of the program.
Well, we love having you. The brand new book is called Help Is Here, Finding Fresh Strength and Purpose in the Power of the Holy Spirit. As I said, I think you have such a gift of encouragement. And you've written extensively all throughout COVID and been such an encourager with your sermons on Instagram and your thoughts for the day. And it's just what people need poured into their life. We're sort of, for most people, on the back end of this, returning to the hustle and bustle of school and work and demands. How are people doing now transitioning back to, although I don't know that we'll ever go back to our pre-pandemic life, but some of those same pressures after 2 years of just being really torn apart emotionally, financially for a lot of people, physically for others?
It really took its toll on us, Shannon. I think it might be an overstatement to say we suffer from societal PTSD, but not far off the base. People are viewing their work differently. They're cautious. They're this hostility on this polarizing hostility continues. My assessment is there's just an overall weariness, It took energy out of churches. It took energy out of work. It took energy out of employers and employees. We hit the reset button, and we haven't quite settled back into a new cultural routine as a country.
Yeah, and you talk about how we don't have to walk these difficult paths alone. Through the pandemic now and that reset and finding new footing, and a lot of people coming out of it, you know, very banged up and bruised.
Right.
We don't have to be alone in this.
Yeah. You know, I took advantage of the pandemic time to work on this book. It's an idea that I had wanted to work on for years. And like many people, suddenly found myself with less travel obligations. Our church wasn't meeting in person, so fewer meetings. So I took advantage of this time to write a book on the Holy Spirit. I love talking about the Holy Spirit, but I'm just like everybody, Shannon. I'm stepping into the Pacific Ocean without a boat, trying to understand the mystery and the majesty of this third person of the Trinity. And yet I found it so encouraging to discuss him, what he does for us. And as I was studying, it just seemed so clear that we need to put this in manuscript or book form, because I do believe for many, many people, the idea of a presence of God, the invisible presence of God on the earth today, is a intimidating thought. Believe this, but struggle to articulate it. Unbelievers might truly even disregard the faith because the idea of an invisible presence on the earth, on the planet, from our creators is too much for them to comprehend. Mm-hmm. So it's a big idea. I mean, it is. We're talking about one of the members of the Trinity, a person of the Trinity. So it's a big idea, yet it is a noble and worthy idea for us to ponder.
It is, because if you are a believer, it is a gift to walk you through all these things. It is a comfort. It is, I think, a measure of wisdom and discernment and all the things that we all cherish and want and more of in our lives. But I do think, as you said, even people of faith can be confused by this or put off by, this is a ghost. I don't know what's happening. This sounds sort of strange. My brain can't get around it. So you've done an important work here for people to understand this amazing presence or person of God in this specific form that is here to walk us through life on earth, which can be very difficult.
It is an important discussion. And I know you're the person who is supposed to ask questions, but if you don't mind, I'm just curious, Shannon, in your growing up, in your life, what is your history of considering or exploring or living with the Holy Spirit?
You know, I grew up in a Christian home, a home of faith, and so I knew about the Trinity. And I always loved as a kid the illustration of sort of an egg. That worked in my brain. Like, you've got the shell, you've got the yolk, you've got the white part. And so that for my little kid brain sort of worked. Like, it's all the egg, but it's different parts of the egg. But it wasn't until I got older that I started to think about being able to call on the Holy Spirit, to rely on the Holy Spirit and really experience the Holy Spirit in the same way that I felt I was understanding Christ and our Heavenly Father.
I think you're not alone in that. I think most of us, if asked to explain God the Father, we can attempt that, or God the Son, Jesus Christ, we can attempt that. But if you want to see somebody hem and haw and kind of kick the dirt, say, explain the Holy Spirit.
Right.
I'm like you, Shannon. I grew up in a Christian home, although I think you and I've talked before, I was a serious prodigal for most of my teenage years and college years. I never during those years of my youth tried to understand the Holy Spirit. In fact, the church I attended never mentioned the Holy Spirit. Now, I don't blame the church. I owned a Bible. I could have read about him myself. I do know there are many churches who kind of major in the Holy Spirit. In fact, on their sign, it'll say Spirit-filled church. And they equip people to understand the Holy Spirit better. I was just the opposite. And I became a Christian in my early 20s, I wanted to be a missionary. So I went to seminary. I became a missionary. I moved overseas, moved back. I became a senior pastor of a church in South Texas, all before I really seriously considered how the Holy Spirit can help and who the Holy Spirit is. I nearly burned out in my mid-30s, as is common, I guess, for a lot of, especially pastors, because I did not know how to lean on the Holy Spirit and turn to him. And yet it was through a really difficult time of exhaustion and insomnia, restlessness, or feeling overwhelmed, that I would get up in the middle of the night, Shannon, and I would pray, and I would pray and say, Lord, I don't think I can do this. And little by little, I began to sense a strength, a resolve, a courage, a confidence. And I thought, well, I think I can do it one more week. I think I can take on another season. I found a fresh energy, a fresh hope. And then about that same time, our church was studying in the Gospel of John. And in Jesus's description of the Holy Spirit found in John 14, he called the Holy Spirit our comforter, our comforter. And that's when I first began to connect the dots and say, oh, okay, he is in me, and he is comforting me. He is coming alongside me. And that's when I first began truly feeling enthusiasm. And these days, enthusiasm about the Holy Spirit. And these days, Shannon, I'm so longing for people especially those who are just exhausted and weary and worn out, school starting back up, or conflicts in home, or political anger. I just so pray for people to discover the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. We're really not in this alone, and there is a strength we can lean on to help us.
We'll have more Live in the Bream in a moment.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Again, we're talking to Max Lucado. He is a well-known pastor, speaker, author, New York Times bestselling author. His new book, Help Is Here, Finding Fresh Strength and Purpose in the Power of the Holy Spirit. It's out September 13th. You can order it now, anywhere you would get your books. This is a topic that people who, as you said, I mean, you'd been to seminary, you're a person of faith, but may not fully grasp what this is about, who this comforter is. You know, when Jesus said, you know, I leave, so he's going to come. So yeah. It's the next part of understanding God's outreach to us, reaching down from heaven to be a part of our lives here on earth.
Yeah. The Holy Spirit is the executor of God's will on earth today. And when Jesus said, I leave so that he can come, he was saying that the Holy Spirit will be everywhere doing what I've done here in Israel. You know, my life has been limited to a physical body and the restrictions that this physical body can bring. But it's good for you, Jesus said, that I might leave so the Holy Spirit can come. And I take that to mean it's good for all of us, all generations and all nations, wherever a person is, because the Spirit of Jesus does what Jesus did. He does for you, for Max, in New York or in Texas or in Russia or Australia, wherever a person might be, that same power and presence that was a part of Jesus on earth can be a part of our lives today. You know, the beautiful and inscrutable promise of the Christian hope, Shannon, is that we believe that God lives inside his people. He calls us his temple. And this is why the sanctity of life is so important to Christians, because we are not perfect. We struggle. We sin. We fall. But we are in the process of being made holy in the image of Christ. And it is the Holy Spirit who is doing this. He's a change agent. And he sees the things that Lucado needs, which are many. And he says, I'm going to create a new will and a new ability, a new want to and a new can do. So he's not finished with Shannon. He's not finished with Max. He moves in and he says, I'm going to give Shannon more. And he just fills in the blank: self-control, discipline, opportunities, wisdom, skill. Now, the fact of the matter is we have many of these talents on our own. And when a person's not a Christian, they still have talents. But when a person says yes to Christ, the Holy Spirit, what's a good word, co-opts these talents. He lays claims to these talents and begins using them for kingdom purposes, and in addition brings new talents, new abilities, new strengths. And so it's a invigorating process that takes place, which takes us back to where we began. I think people are just so worn out. And the solution to our weariness is really not found in a different mate or a different house or a different spouse or another government policy, as important as those are. They're essential. But the greatest solution to our weariness is this supernatural strength that comes from our unfailing friend, the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. So true. We all are in need, and we're never going to get anywhere near perfection. I like what you said about the want to, because there are times that I pray, Lord, Holy Spirit, help me to be more willing to do this thing I need to do, to correct this thing in my life, or to tackle this person I'm having a hard time forgiving, or whatever it is, I think it's okay, too, to pray for the want to do the right thing.
There's no doubt about that. That was a teaching of the Apostle Paul mm-hmm. in the book of Philippians. He gives us the will, the ability, and the desire, to, you know, to want to be more like Christ. The truth of the matter is, apart from the Holy Spirit, I don't have a desire to be like Christ. I want to promote Max. You know, I want to make all about me, and so that battle goes on in my heart and all of our hearts. But as Christ moves in, He takes lays claim to increasing amounts of our abilities and skills. Now, what's wonderful is that the Holy Spirit takes your skill set, Shannon, that God gave you before you were even born. He designed for you to have this amazing ability to distill challenging thoughts, whether they be about the Supreme Court or any other policy or even just current events. You distill those down where simple folk like Max can understand those. That's an amazing ability. And He also uses those to, how do we say this, to convey spiritual truth, not just facts, but spiritual truth. We see this in your eyes. We see it in your smile. There's a peace about you that I don't think comes from a study in journalism. I think it comes from the fact that God lives in your heart, and you don't force it. You don't have to fake it. You don't have to create it. It's just a gift. And it's a beautiful thing. So God bless you. What a treasure you are to all of us.
Well, thank you. You feel, I'm sure, the same way that I do. Like, whatever's good in me, whatever is shining a light, it is definitely Him. And we're all His vessels to be messengers, you know, in whatever way. And for you now doing this messaging on the Holy Spirit is such a blessing. So for folks who say, all right, practically now, what do I do? Is it a prayer that I pray? How do I ask the Holy Spirit to be more present in my life? Or not even that, but for me to be more aware of His presence in my life?
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's begin with step one, and that is saying yes to Jesus. Jesus is a Savior. That is to say, He saves us. He rescues us. And He saves us not just from bad days. We still have bad days. But He saves us from sin. He saves us from this rebel heart that we all have. So He saves us. And and when you say yes to Christ, He says yes to you. And He sanctifies you is the religious word. He makes you holy. So the Holy Spirit goes where there is a holy place. And since Shannon has said yes to Christ, even though not every thought she says or every word she says is holy, she is a holy person. And she becomes what the Bible calls a temple of the Holy Spirit. So how do I walk in step with the Spirit? Well, first I say yes to Jesus so that my sins can be forgiven. And then I become a vessel in which He can dwell, and He moves in. Now, how do we walk in step with the Spirit? That's the scripture, the way the Apostle Paul says it, walk in step with the Spirit. I've been accused of oversimplifying things on these kind of topics, but I think we can overcomplicate it. Jesus told His followers, on the day of the resurrection, when He appeared to them in the upper room, He said simply, receive the Holy Spirit. And then the scripture says He breathed on them. Now, I take that to mean when Jesus exhales, we just inhale symbolically. You know, it just as God placed the breath within Adam at creation, God places a new breath within us on our new creation or our conversion. Consequently, to walk in step with the Spirit, I acknowledge the existence of the Spirit and I inhale Him. In every moment, in every day, in every situation, I say, Lord, I need You in this. I need You to go with me today. Would You please help me? even now, as I'm talking with Shannon, or as we're talking, knowing that people are listening, would you, blessed Spirit, be willing to work through us, talk to us, lead us and guide us? And the answer to that is yes, yes, yes. We do not have to beg the Lord to do what he is so willing to do. And there are so many beautiful pictures of this in the Bible. My favorite is when Jesus said, would a father, if his son asked for bread, give him a stone? Mm-hmm. and Jesus said, how much more, if you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more would the Father give the Holy Spirit, not just a good gift, but the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So just ask, and trust that the Spirit is going to come in, move, empower, and guide you.
If you want to know more, the book is almost here. It's Help Is Here, Finding Fresh Strength and Purpose in the Power of the Holy Spirit. If you're struggling, as Max talked about, and really weary from the last couple of years, and you're looking for a lifeline and something to give you new, fresh breath and new life, you will find so much encouragement in this book, as you do with all of Max's books. Max Lucado, thank you so much for being back on Living the Bream. The book is out September 13th. We wish you all the best, and thank you. It's such a gift.
Well, it's my treat. And Shannon, thank you, and all the best in your new assignment. We're so excited for you and desire nothing but all of God's best and strength to be upon you.
Thank you, my friend. We'll chat again soon.
All right.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.